Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Shayna Farfel with Occupational Health.
Today, we're speaking with Ms. Alexis Paulson, radiology nurse practitioner, clinical coordinator of the Vanderbilt Lung Screening Program, and a tobacco treatment specialist. Alexis, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
When most of us think about cancer prevention, screenings for breast, colon, cervical cancer are probably some of the first things to come to mind. However, for a big segment of our population, there's another cancer prevention strategy that we want to bring awareness to today, and that is lung cancer screening. Can you tell us why lung cancer screening is so important and also how it's performed?
So I think it's important for everyone to realize the prevalence of lung cancer and the burden of lung cancer deaths on Americans. So lung cancer kills more Americans than breast, colorectal, cervical, and ovarian cancers combined. While breast has the highest incidence of cancer detection in our country, lung cancer has the highest number of people who pass away from cancer. Unfortunately, that has a lot to do with how late lung cancer is typically detected. Like all cancers, it is much easier to treat when the disease has not metastasized or spread into the tissues around the lungs. And we've found over decades of research that chest X-ray and other sputum cytology tests have not been shown to reduce the risk of dying from cancer because they don't catch lung cancer in that early stage. So annual lung cancer screening CT scans have been shown to reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in a population of high-risk individuals. And that's done by performing a low-dose CT scan of the lungs, which gives us a highly detailed image that can be compared over time from year to year to see what's new or changing. That way we can catch lung cancers at its earliest stage, stage one or two. If we catch a lung cancer at the earliest stage before any symptoms arise, patients have a 60 to 90% five-year survival rate rather than a 10 to 36% survival rate when caught in later stages.
That's really significant there. Are there any risks associated with the lung cancer screening, this low-dose CT scan that patients may need to be aware of?
Yeah, so there are risks with all cancer screenings, and lung cancer screening is similar to other cancer screenings in that the biggest real risk of lung cancer screening is that we may see abnormalities on the scan that aren't actually cancer, but do require additional testing. So most of the time we can rule out cancer with additional imaging, but sometimes we have to do invasive lung biopsies or surgeries to rule out cancer. Most people are relieved when a lung cancer isn't detected with these additional tests, but we have to consider all of that additional time, energy, and sometimes expense that comes along with additional testing. And we have to call that a potential harm of screening. Mm-hmm. And like with all tests, there's always a chance of missing something on the scan too, which would be really hard to do, but coming every year is the best defense against that because, again, we're comparing those images over time to see what's new or changing. There's also a low dose of radiation given with lung cancer screening CTs. This is more radiation than with the chest X-ray, but it's about a quarter of the typical chest CT scan. And we keep those doses as low as possible so we can safely give them every year.
Thanks for clarifying that. Who would be eligible for screening? And I know that there may have been a recent change in some of the guidance. So if so, how is that changed recently in terms of eligibility?
Again, lung cancer screening is just recommended at this point for people who are considered higher risk for lung cancer. And the current recommendations define that as anyone who's 50 to 80 years old with a 20-pack year smoking history and who has smoked in the past 15 years. Now, pack years are calculated by the packs per day a person smokes and the number of years that they've smoked. So a pack a day for 20 years or more would qualify you as a 20-pack year history, or two packs a day for 10 years would also qualify as a 20-pack year history. The age recommendation recently went down from 55 to 50, and the pack year recommendations went from 30 to 20. And these changes were intended to capture more patients at high risk for developing lung cancer based on newer research showing the benefit for lower risk individuals.
How can patients access lung cancer screening here at Vanderbilt? And is it something that's typically covered by insurance?
Medicare and Vanderbilt insurance and private insurances currently cover lung cancer screening in full for all individuals who qualify as high risk. And this is always determined and documented by one of our nurse practitioners prior to the lung screening CT. So you would have a conversation with one of the NPs prior to the scan to confirm that you meet the criteria and make sure you understand all the risks and benefits. And then, like I said, most private insurances cover the screenings in full, but some plans have not adopted the new criteria that we were discussing about the new ages and pack year history. So some people still have to be 55 and have a 30 pack year history rather than 50 with a 20 pack year history. Now, to get screened at Vanderbilt, you can call our program navigator at 615-322-0580 for assistance, or speak with your provider and ask if they think that lung screening would be beneficial to you. If you don't qualify as high risk by the current criteria but would still like to be screened, we do offer a $145 self-pay option as well.
Okay, that's wonderful. Thank you so much, Alexis, for sharing your expertise and for continuing to bring awareness to this important issue. We hope to have you back again soon.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. If you have a story suggestion, you can use the Contact Us page on our website at www.vumc.org/health-wellness.